Yisrael Fried in Parshas Tzava.
Chazal tell us, a Gemura, Masechtas Tanis, and Daf Chof Tesu Medalev, Kishem Kishenichnas Av, Mamatim Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Ado, Marvin Besimcha. Mephoshim ask a Kasha, what is the Kishem? Lechoyer, there's two separate halachas, there's halacha Mishenichnas Av, Mamatim Besimcha, and there's a separate halacha. What's the Gemara tell us? Kishem, just like you have to be marbe simcha in Chodesh Av, so in the same way you have to be marbe besimcha in Chodesh Adar. Now I once heard a Moedika pshat as follows. If you were to see a Yid in the 9 days tucking into a fleischige meal, drinking wine, listening to music, you would go up to him and say, Rabbi Yid, what's going on here? What are you doing? And he would say, what's the problem? Sagita Heksha, look, best Heksha, the Fleisch, the wine, good Heksha, music, no koilisha, what's the problem? He said, what do you mean what's the problem? It's the 9 days. Tell us Chazal, Kishem Shenichnas of Mematim Besimcha, in the same way as you would view a person in the 9 days eating meat, drinking wine, listening to music, Kach Kishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. If you see a Yid in Chodesh Ador, he's going around with a long face, he's sad, he's forlorn, he's depressed. This is the equivalent to somebody who in the 9 days is eating meat and drinking wine. Here he's being machalal, the avoider of Chodesh Av. Similarly, in Chodesh Adar, there is a chiyuv of being marvim besimcha. So somebody who's not marvim besimcha, Chodesh Adar, is the equivalent of somebody who in the 9 days eats meat and drinks wine. It's interesting, this Gemura, although it's a Gemura Mefereshes, Kishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha, it's not quoted at all for some reason in Shulchan Aruch. And the Poskim mentions it. Why Taka is this Beferish Gemura not quoted Lahalucha in the same way as you'll find Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha is a Beferish Halucha in Siman Tuf Kif Nin Aleph. All the things you have to be Mamat. And there are various Teritzim which are given on this Kasha. The Eloi Aruf in the Sefer, his Oris Tshiva wants to answer as follows. There is a halucha, Shemachaba Paskins, and Simon Tufresh Peches, and Siv Zion, that somebody who's Mefarish Bashayura, Mefarish Bayom, Vayoyz Bashir, somebody's going to be traveling in Chodesh Adar, and he won't, on Pirim, be able to hear the Megillah. He's allowed to be Makdim, state in the Mechaba. Yikre'ena b'yid gimel oy b'yid beis. Oy b'achad usa b'loy brucha. V'yim efshe lahamtim ad yumim haluli. And if he's unable to wait to read the Megillah then, he knows he won't have a Megillah then either. Yesh omrim shekoyle afile mitchilas hachoydish. You're already allowed to read the Megillah. You should read the Megillah from the beginning of the month. And says the Ramor, v'hochi nahoig. And this is how you should conduct yourself. So if somebody today was to come to a roof with a shala and say he's going to have a serious operation and he's going to be incapacitated for the next few weeks and he's going to be unable to listen to the Megillah once he's had this operation, what should he do? The Psak Halacha is that this person has today to line the Megillah. So Zuk the Eloi Aruf, if you look in the Megillah, you'll see clearly, and the Mishabrir actually brings this, B'Shem the Yishalmi. The reason for this halacha is because the state of the Megillah, V'hachoydesh asher nepech lehem miyugoin lesimcha ima'evel leyontif. So we see in the Megillah it's written that the ganze choydesh is nishapach geworden miyugoin lesimcha. So Zukta Eloi Ruf, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to tell us Mishenech Nesada Marbin Besimcha. Because since the Shulchan Aruch tells us very clearly that you can already read the Megillah from Aleph Hadar, the reason being is because it states in the Megillah, Vachoydesh Hashenepach Lehem Meyugoin Lesimcha Ma'eva Leyontav. Therefore, there's no need to mention as a chiv to be marba besimcha, because this is already understood, itself understood from this halacha. So the avoider of Chodesh Adar is to be marba besimcha. So we have to understand why. Why is it so important that we should be marba besimcha? The Malbin writes on his Perish in Tehillim, in Perik Kif Yites, on the Pusik, Nachalti Eidvoy Secho, Ki Sosoin Libi Hema. Zuk de Malbim, if you want to be Mamchil, the Torah, Nochalti Eid Voisecha, if you want to make the Torah should become a Nachla, to pass it over to your children and Einiklach, the way to do it is Ki Sosoin Libi Hema. The children, the Einiklach, have to see that the parents have a Simcha, they have a Geschmack to be Mekayim the Torah, to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. When they see the Sosoin Libi Hema, through that will become Nachalti Eid Vosecho. Pirim was the Zman of Kibhuda Kibli Mahava. Kimi Vikibli, the Yidin were Mekabal the Torah Mahava. How is a Yid Mekabal the Torah Mahava? In order to Mekabal the Torah Mahava, you can only be Mekabal it Mahava when Ki Sosoin Libi Hema. Therefore, Mishenichnas Adar is Marbin Besimcha. The avoid of Chodesh Adar is to be Marbin Besimcha, to show the Simcha that you have to be a Yid, to show that the Simcha that you have to be Mekayim the Torah Mitzvahs, and through that is Hoda Kibli Mahava. However, it's not always so easy to be Marbin Besimcha. We know not everybody has got an easy life. People have various suras, rachmuna litzlon, various problems, and so on. You can't just say to a person, shake him, be happy. It doesn't work like that. A person has to work hard on himself to come to a massive of being besimcha. This is gifa a groisa avoida. Reb Azakel Kamana, one of the famous rebbes 150 years ago, writes in his parish on the Megillah called Kesem Oife. He writes as follows, a remez on the Pusik, V'yehav ha-melech es Esther mikol hanushim, v'yusem kesem malchus b'roisha, v'yam licheel tachas vashti. We know the Mephoshim tell us, whenever it's written in the Megillah, ha-melech, it's a remez to the melech malchei hamluchim. Zug Reb Azakel Kamana, V'yehav ha-melech es Esther mikol hanushim. The Melech Malchei Hamluchim loves the generation of Esther, of Hastura, Mikol Hanushim, more than all other generations. Although there are generations which were much, much greater than our generation, generations of great Gedoilim, Achroinim, Rishonim, Amiruim, Tanuim, Neviim. However, Dafka, our low generation, which is a Zman of Hastura, where we feel lost, we feel forlorn, and often a person feels like giving up hope and being miyayish, V'yehav ha-melech es Esther, when a Yid still clings to the Torah, despite the Hastura, despite all the difficulties, this the Melech Malchei Hamluchim loves more mikol hanushim from all other generations. Vayusem kesem malchus b'roisha. It will be the generation of Hastura who cling to the Torah despite all the difficulties, who will be zoicha to the kesem malchus b'roisha to see the Melech HaMashiach, and then will be take place v'yam licheo tachas vashti. The Rabbeinu Shloilam will remove the melicha of all the imas ha'olam of the nations of the world, and will instead Vayam Licheya Tachas Vashti will give the Melicha over to Klal Yisrael, because despite all the Hasturas, Yidin clung to the Torah and the Mitzvahs and Moisa Nefesh to keep the Torah despite living in a Zman of great Hastura. And the Zelbe Yesod Bet Gebrent from Azayda, the Alter Chot Kivarebbe Zechisa Yugin Aleini, who he said, Amoy Dikavot, and he said, And the Oymer, I'm telling you clearly that this generation, Shahadoi Hazeh, Asher Kodesh Baruch Hu Misnag Imuni Bas Tura Gedoyle, which the Boy Shalom is acting towards us with a Moedek Astura, we don't see the Yad Hashem, Klal Yisrael are downtrodden, oppressed, ridiculed, as man of Astura, he yofer venue yoise midoy habmidba. It's noch shener, it's noch mechusha to the Rabbi Nishloilam, more than the generation the doy habmidba. Why? So Dalta Shot Kereba, because the doy habmidba were a doy deya. They were be'emes groyse mention. They were zoicha to moidik his galas. Even Ruas of Shivchal Hayom, Mashalai Ru Yechezkel ben Bizi. They cleansed the Shivchal Hayom so more than Yechezkel Hanovi. It's Oy Bezoi, Zukdalta Chot Kivarebbe. It's a Nish Kempele from such people. We expect great things. However, nowadays, where there is a Hastura, and unfortunately, even Sadiqim are grappling Tzadik Be'eminusa Yichya. Even the Tzadik, it's only because of his emina in the Rabbi Nishloinam that Yichya, because he, even the Tzadik doesn't see clearly anymore. He doesn't have these visions like previous generations. So therefore, Ote Gezuk Tzasach HaSach Shena Vida Doi Hamidba, which who are Doi Daya. And I saw in Mishcha Shemin from Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, Zechon Levrucha, he brings down this word from Alter Shalom Rebbe, and he says this is a moedik echizik for all of us. There are lots of times a person feels, why is there such a hastura? I feel lost, I don't see clearly what the revolution wants from me. I feel like giving up hope, I'm trapped, I'm lost, I'm all by myself. The answer is just the opposite. This is a nisoyan for our generation, and if a person is misgaben, he realizes that this is a nisoyan for us. This is Moedik Achushiv to the Rabbi Nishloilam, and this Amit Hashem will bring the Melech HaMashiach. And with this Yisod of the Alter Shatke Rebbe, we can answer a Moedik Ashvera Kasha on the Gemurah. There's a famous Gemurah, the Gemurah says in Shabbos, in Daf Peiches, or Medalef, Vayitziyatzvi betachtis ha-ho. Omer avdimi bachoma bachosim alamet shakufa kushboch alemes ha-ho kegigis, omer lehem, Im Atem Mekabim Satoire Mitav, Vim Lav Shom Tehei Kiviraschem. Yidin were forced into accepting the Torah. Omer of Acha Bayakov, Mikam Moidua Rabba Loiraisa. From here we have of all been given an excuse to say that we were forced into keeping the Torah. Omer over Afa Pikein Hudakibli Bimeach Ashverosh Dichsiv. Kimi v'kibli ha'yidim, kimi ma'ashe kibli kva. Said Rashi, why were the Yidim in this man of Ach HaShveirosh mekabel ba'ahav the Torah? Says Rashi, ma'ahavas ha'nes shenase. Because of this great nest which took place in Nes Pirim, that's why Huda kibli ma'ahav. L'choyre, this Rashi, this Gemura, is very difficult to understand. There was no shortage of nisim which took place in the Midbar. Every single day there were countless nisim. The whole existence in the Midbar was one long ness. The mom, the be'er, the name ha-covered. Everything which was in the Midbar was a ness. So was a pshat bizman fin kabulas ha-toyrev. The yidin were mekabul the Torah berutzoin. However, it came this man fin pirim. Hoda kibli mahava, why? Mahavas hanes shenasa. It wasn't even a real nes, and it was a nes nista. It wasn't a nes nigla like in the myth. But why was this nes of the Purim story so much greater than all the nisim which took place in the Midbar? Now, as Alter Shatke Rebbe Gezuk, we understand it now very clearly. And Achanama, be'emes the nisim in the Midbar was a lot greater. But those nisim were not really a chiddush. There were a doideya. There were greater mention. Masha enkein in a doifin hastura, when mezeit nishliyad Hashem. Then, when there's a nest take place for people who are on a low madrega, that's a much greater nest. And I want to explain this abyssal ba'arichas. The Malbim writes in his perish, Nifladika perish from the Malbim. Kedai, everybody should learn the perish of the Malbim on the Megillah. It mamish opens up the Megillah and gives you new understanding and new depths into the whole story of the Purim of the Megillas Esther. Writes the Malbim, he wonders why the first two Perukim are included in the story of Megillas Esther. Freik the Malbim, L'choira, they're not really necessary, because the ness was how Klal Yisrael was saved from Haman. What happened beforehand, that Achashverosh fell out with his wife and murdered her, that's not really the ness of Purim. The ness of Purim is the deliverance, is the Hatzula of Klal Yisrael from Haman Harusha with Bikish Lahash La'alav Khalidit. We were talking, it was a story with Vashti, but that's not really the story of the ness of Purim. Azoi freak the Malbim, and Zuk the Malbim, you're right, the story of Vashti is not really the story of Nes Purim. However, it's included in the in the Megillah just as a Hagdoma in order to make you understand the whole sequence of events. But Etzem is not really part of the Nes Purim. Azoi state in the Malbim in Perik Aleph, Pusik Chov Beis. He writes, the Tam Ho Ikri Etzli, why it's included, Ki Klal Hasip Hazeh Yesod Moised Lesipirim Habuim Achrov. It's part of putting you into the sequence, the cycle of events, which the build-up which took place later on. Azoi Zuk the Malbim. However, the Chasam Sofer writes just the opposite. Writes the Chasam Sofer, Nirali Ika Hanes Himash Mesapa Hamishta Shalizeid Alideze Nega Vashti. The Ika Hanes of the Chasam Sofer is not later on, the Hatzula fin Haman, how Achashverosh had a dream and everything else. That's not the Ika Hanes. The Ika Hanes is the story of Vashti. Why? Later on, when Mordechai Tzadik called the Yidden together and they cried out to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, "Dusim nishnas anes," as the Rebbeinu Shloilam listened. "I feel that she was Ninve kibble. The Rebbeinu Shloilam listened even to Goyim and Ninve. V'loma lo yekabel tzarkas Yisrael. Why shouldn't he listen if Yidden cried to Hashem? Achariges Vashti, the killing of Vashti, hoyamamish chitz lederech hateva." Not only that, when was she killed? Whilst the Yidden were being over the Aver Shenen and Mesida Shal Oyserusha. And Be'emes the Yidden were deserving of being killed for going to that Cedar. Not only did the Boshim not kill Klal Yisrael, just the opposite. He performed a nest of Oyserushu Shemardi. Whilst the Yidden were rebelling, Heichin Hanes Hagudoil. The Boshim prepared this Moedik Nes, Lahoiris Nusan Bunim Mashchisim, a pusik in Yeshaya Peg Aleph. That even in Klausula Mashchisim, they're rebelling, still the Boshim says, Bunim, they are my children. Afile Beshusha Mashchisim, Bunim Chavivim Heim Nashem. And Geno the Zelba Verti with the Chasam Sofer writes Nesivus in his parish, Megillus Nesurim, and the Alshech HaKudosh has also got a parish of Megillus Esther. Also writes Gano the Zelbavot Miller b'Miller. Shom b'mukom ifsuni v'rashani zok the Alshech HaKudosh. There in this place where we did the Aveira, Mishom titzmach Yeshio Seini. From there came out our Yeshia. Ki hinei anachni poshani moridni. We rebelled against the Rebbeinu Shloilam. B'sidusoy shel Achashverosh. V'shom Somluni Tzemichas Keren Yeshia. And carries on the Alshech and it says, Hamoidik is this Ness. We understand the Rebbeinu Shloilam performs Nissen for Klal Yisrael when they're worthy. Sometimes even when they're not worthy, Bischis Ovois. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shloilam should perform a Ness whilst the Yidden are rebelling. Thus is a Moedik Madrega. So therefore, Zuk the Chasam Sofer, the Nesivus, and the Alshech HaKudosh, the Iker Ness of Purim took place by the Seder from Achashverosh. Whilst the Yidden were being oven, being nenem, Misidusa Shul Oyserusha, that's when the Rebbeinu Shloilam performed for them this Ness. With this we can understand what Chazal tell us, Zoya HaKudosh, that Purim and Yom Kippurim is the same Avoida. Shteit in Zoya HaKudosh, as Yom Kippurim is a Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is a like Purim. In the Mefarshim, all asks is Kasha, what connection is there between Yom Kippur and Purim? There's no connection at all. It's so radically different in every single way. We don't find any common denominator that we can say that Purim and Yom Kippur have something in common. So what's the pshat Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. So the Talmud Devora writes very famously, the avoda of a yid in this world is heve doima loy, is to be doima to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, mahi rachim, af ata hei rachim, mahi chanin, af ata hei chanin. Our avoid in this world is to be doima to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And this is when the avoda of Yom Neruim, of Yom Kippur, coming close to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And the Talmud Devora explains with this, the psikim, Mikel kamoicha, noisa uvun, v'oiv al pesha, sheiz nachalusoi, v'hechzik lo ab apa ki chufetz chesedi, yushu virachameini, yichvosh, habosheinu sachshlich, b'msiyas yom kol chatois, and titem es yakov, chesed lavrum, ashen shvach lavisheinu, mimei kedem. The first midah is Mikel kamoicha. What does this mean? Explains the Talmud Devora as follows. Hare Timsa, you will find Shema Oilam Lechuta Udam Negdoi Shloyehi Boiso Herega Mamish Shefeya Ulov Shefekiyimoi Betanias Evoras. You'll find, says the Talmud Devora, it never existed that when a person did an Aveira, at that split second, whilst he is doing the Aveira, the Rebbe Shem stopped giving him what he needed to continue to live, to speak, to breathe. I.e., a person speaks Lashon Hara. So he's doing an Aveira. Really, the Rebbe Shem should turn around to him and say, ah, you want to speak Lashon Hara? Okay, do it on your own steam. But not that I have to supply you, your neshama, with your heart pumping, with everything working, in order that you should now therefore use the koiches that I have given you to go and speak Lashon Hara. The Boshu should really turn around and say, you want to do a veira? You do it under your own steam. Don't come to me to ask me to supply you all the materials needed. If you want to go and eat something which is not beseder, Boshu said, okay, I'm taking back my stomach with all the arteries and everything else. You eat it under... The Boshu doesn't do that. If you want to sin and rebel against me, use your own materials. Don't come to me. However, the Rabbi Shem doesn't do that. You are such a moidika bal chesed, zog the Talmud Devora. From this we should learn out, zog the Talmud Devora, that somebody is nasty to us, does something mean to us. We shouldn't come along and say, because he was mean to me, therefore I'm going to be mean back to him. Because if the Rebbeinu Shloilem can give us everything that we need to continue living and breathing, despite the fact that we use that to rebel against him, as oy bazoy, we should emulate the ways of the Rebbeinu Shloilem and do the same thing, bein udam lechaveiroi. And this is the first midah of the Yidgama Midas, Mikael Kamoicha. With this we understand why Purim and Yom Kippurim are one and the same avoda. Because the Nes of Purim, as we said, took place b'shas ma'ase while the Yidden were rebelling. When they were being nehne misidusa shel oiser rusha, that's when the Rebbein Shem made this Nes of the Chasam Sofer sheloi k'derech ha'teva. The Achashverosh, who the Malbim explains very clearly, his whole claim to the throne, his whole claim to power, was only because he married Vashti, who was an einikel for Nichav Venetza Harusha Yamach Shemom Zichrom. Of Achashverosh was a simple proster stable boy. He had absolutely no claim to fame whatsoever. So he should have had the seichel to realize that if he deposes Vashti, he's be'emes dug his own grave. Sheloi kederech hateva, he went and he killed Vashti. This is a Nes Sheloi kederech hateva, which took place whilst the Yidden were rebelling against the Rebbeinu Shem. This is the limit of Purim. How the Rebbeinu Shem continues looking after Klal Yisrael, afile zeh mashchisim zeh chasovim, ob zeh nebunim mashchisim chavivim la Hashem. And therefore the avoider from Purim is kol ha-poishit yod nois nimloi. Ot gezuk the heilige original, we know that Yom Kippur is only machapa l'shovim, ve'einoi machapa l'sha'einam shovim. Yom Kippur is only machapa to somebody who's worthy, who's done shiva. However comes Purim, is kol ha-poishit yad nois nimloi. Anybody, we don't even look what madrega you are on, kol ha-poishit yad, anybody who asks, Noisimloi. Why is this? We see because the Nes of Purim took place dafkin as man when the Yidden were not worthy. So oy bazoi, this is the avoider of Purim is kolap oishit yad noisimloi. And this is the zelbe yisod yom hakipurim that we ask Rabbi Yishon to have rachmunas on us even if we're not worthy. We know one of the mitzvahs hayoyim, one of the ikim mitzvah hayoyim of Purim is Chayev Udom Levesime. A person has to become intoxicated. Whether it means to become literally shikah, there are poskim that say yes, many poskim say no, and many poskim say that it's forbidden. But Kiddush Levuna, you should make Kiddush Levuna, Motzah Shabbos, Shteita Mechaber. Why? Because you say it when you are Mevissim. So you see, Shteita Kama Poskim, Mevissim doesn't mean to become shikah. Mavissa means you should be a little bit merry, happy, whatever. Mavissa in a good mood, you should be a bit whatever. Merry is perhaps the most accurate word I can think of. It doesn't mean to be shikah. But however, the apostle can say it does mean to be shikah. What's this avoider? A person should become shikah or become mavissa, become merry. We know a person is supposed to have covid rosh. Zugdas Vasemis, Purim Tufresh Lamed Hei, the Zelbi Yisod. The Rabbi Yishon performed the Nes of Purim not because we were worthy. We were not worthy. Just because Rabbi Yishon loves Klal Yisrael. V'nira Zugdas Vasemis, Shilakach Tikni Livsoim Ad Lo Yuda. This is why there's a mitzvah to drink until you come to the Madrega of Ad Lo Yuda. Laharois She'ein ha-yontov mitzad zechis Yisroel. To show that the yontov is not because we were worthy. We know it comes Yom Neruim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Everybody's working upon themselves to be their best. You've got to be your best. That's where we're aiming for. To be your best. To be the highest level you could be. Purim is azar groisa tog, we know, kol ha-poishit yad noisim loy. So surely the avoid of Purim should be the same thing, that Purim we should try to strive to be our best, to be our holiest, to be everything spitz madrega. Ad lo yuda, just leave go of yourself, drink till you don't know if you're coming or you're going. How can this be? Zuk des Vasemes. Because the Nes of Purim took place when we were unfortunately in a Ruchnis Dika Bechina of Adlo Yuda. We didn't know Ben Yemina Lesmoiler. We didn't know if we're coming, we're going. We're Saba Asida from Achashverish dressed in the big decoy and goodle and we tacked in and we read the Zocha Bechina from Adlo Yuda. And despite this, Reboishim performed this Nes. So therefore, that's why we have a mitzvah. Not like Yom Kippur, we've got to be our best. On Purim, we've got to be a bechinef and adala yuda. L'chor, it's a pity you ruin such a highly good tug and just waste it on just being in mevissim. The answer is no. The Rebbe Yishon will give us rachmunis even if we are on this bechinef of adala yuda. We find the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about Hilchos Mishloach Munis, he writes a very unusual lushan. He writes as follows in Perek Beis from Hilchos Megillah. How are you, what's the choiva? How are you supposed to do this seder of Seder's Purim? Says the Rambam, you have to have a nice seder. Although Purim is not yontif, you have to have a nice seder. It's like a yontif. Now, what should you prepare? Kifi asher timtza yudoi. As you will find. A most unusual lushan. The Mefarshim do not explain what does the Rambam mean with this definition, kefi asher timtza yudai. Now I looked in Hilchos Yontif when the Rambam speaks about how you should make a Yontif dikasida, and he writes there as follows: Hanushim, you're supposed to buy for your wife a present for Yontif and for your children. Hanushim koin lehem begudim v'tachshitim noim kefi mamoinoi, according to your means. That's how you should spend money erev yontif, buying your wife something for yontif. Similarly, in Hilchas Deos, writes the Rambam, Talmud Chochem machalkel devura b'mishpat v'oichol v'shoise v'zonis anshe beisoi kefi mamoinoi. A Talmud Chochem doesn't live more than his means. He lives kefi mamoinoi, according to what he can afford. A third place, in Hilchas Ishes, writes the Rambam, Sivei Chachomim, Shieh Uda Mechabedis Ishto Yoise Megifo. You've got to be Mechabed your wife more than yourself. Even if you want to spend something on yourself, for your wife, you should be Mechabed her. Ve'im Yesh Loi Mumen Harbe, and if you have a lot of money, Marbe B'toy Vusa, you should spend it on what she needs, what she desires, Kefi Hamomain, according to your means, what you can afford. In three places we have it very clearly, in Hilchas Yontif, Hilchas Deyas, Hilchas Ishes, Rambam speaks about spending money, each time he uses the same Hagdura, Kefi Mamoinoi, according to your means. You would expect in Hilchas Pirim, the Rambam should tell us as well, you have to be Mesakin a Sidonu on Pirim, Kefi Mamoinoi, according to your means. The Rambam doesn't say that. He says something different. Kefi asher timtza yudoi, according to what you will find. I haven't seen anybody ask, what does the Rambam mean? Occurred to me, efsha a pshat, as follows. We know we have a mitzvah pirim of mishloach munois lera'ei. And the Trimas Hadeshin writes very clearly, the reason behind this mitzvah was, near a town, the mishloach munois hikadesh kol echod, Dai v'sipik l'kayim hasida kedina. Everybody has to be able to make hasidus pirim. Not everybody has, so you send out mishloach munas, make sure that everybody should be able to have hasidus pirim. And also shteit in the Levish. Because of this, shteit in the Mugen Avraham, the Chaya Udam, the Mishabrira, Maserav, that you're not yoitza mishloach munas if you send raw foods. You have to send foods which are ready to be eaten. Something which is cooked. Mishloach munas tanagoilis mevishelis. You should send a cooked chicken, vedugim mevishulim, cooked fish, vekeyoitse bazer, dova hamichen lechel taker. Something which is straight away ready to be eaten. I have actually, some years ago, I spoke to a caterer, not here in town, a caterer, and I said to him, you know, I feel that people are not mekayem the mitzvah mishloach munas properly. Why? Because you send them a beautiful big arrangement full of chocolates, sweets, biscuits, and they look at it, and there's nothing there which they can eat for the seder. You see clearly, very clearly, it's written here, you should send tamagoilis mevishelis, cooked chicken, dogim mevishulim, things which you're going to eat by the seder. The whole yisod of Mishloach Munas is to send food that someone should have to eat by the seder. Now, nobody's eating sweets and chocolates, that's for the kids, but not the adults, are not eating sweets and chocolates by the seder. You're supposed to send food by the seder. I said to him, why can't you prepare before Purim, make little dishes, like you have hermeless meals, make little dishes, portions of chicken soup, of chicken, of fish, of potato, and people should be able to buy this before Purim, and you'll get for the Purim seder, instead of the wife having to cook in the kitchen because all she's got is sweets and chocolates, you'll get sent in, as we state in Halucha. Unfortunately, he never got off the ground, but halavai, it should one day, because this is be'etzem, the yesod of mitzvahs pirim, of mishloach munas. Now, we know the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, that if a person doesn't have enough money to buy food, l'kovid Shabbos, dogim b'chol matamim, state in the Gemara, asei Shabbos chachoil va'al tiztarach lebriyas. Rather, you should have cornflakes and milk Shabbos, and you won't have chicken, and you won't have dogim l'chol matamim. Asei Shabbos chachoil v'al tiztach lebriyas. This is the halucha by Shabbos. Now, I see here by Purim is different to Shabbos. Shabbos, preferable, don't have flesh and everything else. Asei Shabbos chachoil, rather than take money from somebody else. Purim, the ganze yisod from mishloach munas, and that everybody is makabel, even if there's a klal soine matunas yichya, there's no such thing as Purim, you're not makabel. if somebody sends you Mishloach Munus, you're supposed to be mekabel it. And this is the avodah of Purim. Now, we find the Malbim explains in Parshas Vayakel, when the Yidden had to bring the Nadovah to the Mishkan, said they brought Zor, Vakes, and the Chosh, and so on, V'chol Hashem Nimtze Itoi, T'cheiles, V'agumah, M'tlai Shuni, and so on, Oyez Madumim Hevi. Ask the Malbim, what's this Lushan, V'chol Hashem Nimtze Itoi. Zuk the Malbim, everybody had Zor, and Kesev, and the Chosh, but the other materials, T'cheiles, Argumon, Tela Shuni, Oyez Madumim, this not every individual coastal has. Therefore, says the Pusuk, "Chol Hashem Nimtze Itoi." Anybody who happens to have, he brought Hevi. They brought these things to the Meleches Hamishkan. With this, now we can understand the lushan of the Rambam. The Rambam said you should prepare for Purim a seder nur kefi asher timtze yudoi, like you will find. What does it mean, like you will find? The vort is as follows: because your seder's Purim is supposed to be coming from things which are going to be sent into you. When you wake up Purim morning, you don't know where your seder's going to come from. Whatever gets sent in, that's what you're going to end up eating. Zuk the Rambam, you should prepare a nice seder from what Tarayin Geshik, Kefi Ashetim Seyudoi. So your whole seder's Purim is supposed to be based on the Mishloach Munas. It's not Kefi Memoinoi, as we state in the Yom Tov and Hilchos Deis. It's Kefi Ashetim Seyudoi, whatever will be sent him. We need to understand, however, why is it that Taka, this is the oifen, the tzira of the seder's Purim? Why is this halucha that Purim in the morning, you wake up, you don't know where your seder's coming from? The women are not going to cook today. Whatever sent in, that's what we eat. Why is the wazar bechina ba Purim? So mezukti ba masaf in the eshta beyond the Rebbe, the Pachad Yitzchak, a yid nebuch, who was once a great bal choiv, and he came into the Biyan the Rebbe and he said to him, "I'm so desperate, I don't know how to pay all my creditors. I'm ready to give up. I'm even ready to commit suicide. I just can't continue." And the Rebbe heard his words and Gechaptazar shocked how this youth could say such a thing. He got up and he came back a minute later and he gave him 2,600, that were called Napoleons. A massive sum of money, I don't know how much, a massive sum of money to clear all his chayvus. So when the Rebbe gave him this money, he said to him, "Tell me, did you believe when you came in here, tell me the truth, did you believe that you would walk out of here with such a vast sum of money?" Said the Yid, "No." So said the Rebbe to him, "You should understand, just like when you came in here, you didn't in your wildest dreams that all your chayvus are going to be wiped clean, and you're going to walk out with such a vast sum of money. So you have to have bituchen every single day, as Rabbi Shem, who is the emissar kol yuchel, he can help you, and he's not going to forsake you." And this is be'emes the limit of the story of Purim, like we started off. The limit of the story of Purim was the nest took place, Hoda Kibli Mahava, despite the fact that the Wenene Misidusa Shal Oysarusha, still the Rabboinu Shal Olam performed for him this greater nest. The Ye'av HaMelech Es Esther Mikol Anushim, the Rabboinu Shal Olam loves the Doi of Astura, Mikol Anushim, more than all previous generations, Ve'yusam Kesam Malchus Baroshiv Yamlechet Tachas Vashti, after they will be zoicha to the kes of Mashiach Emir Tashem. And therefore the Seder's Purim is part and parcel of this lesson. Well, we get up in the morning and we don't know, Sabachinef and Astura, where's the Seder coming from? Where's it going to come from? The answer is it's going to come from Ashetfi Ashetim Tse Yudoi. Ayid has to have a minna and bituchen, and the Boishim is going to send it in. Just finish off with one balatirim in Parshas Vayechi. When Yaakov Avini gave the bruchas to Yosef HaTzadik, shteit vayischazik Yisruel vayeshev al hamita. He suddenly vayischazik Yisruel and he sat up in bed. Zuk the balatirim, he brings them a soira. By Yaakov Avini shteit vayischazik Yisruel vayeshev al hamita. By Homon shteit vahomon noifel al hamita. Zuk the balatirim. Melamed, this comes to teach us, Shatzadikim afile k'shehem chalushim, even when they are weak, mischazkim, they get new koiches, shenema v'yischazik yisur v'yeshev alamita. Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed, but yet he was able to give over to Yosef HaTzadik, to the shultim, all the bruchas from which we are nena ad hayoim hazeh. Vayischazik Yisrael v'yeshamet, despite being in his mamish, in his last days and hours. V'harashoim, and the shum is just the opposite. Afila b'toikvam. Haman on that day was at the pinnacle of his power. He'd just come back from this. He's at the cedar where only he was invited. He'd put up the gallows. He was the total in command. He was mamish the pinnacle of his power. And even so, afilik shem toikvam hei noiflem sheneman v'homan noifel alamita. This is the limit of the story of Purim. That you can have a Haman or a Rusha who thinks that everything is going good for him, but in the end it will be the Haman noifel alamita. And Kalal Yisrael afilimus as manfin nefila, afilis as manfin shvachkeit from astura, vayischazik Yisrael vayeshev al hamita. This is Taka Megillas Esther. So that Nisgala the Hester, and the Reboishim Zol Helfim Zol Taka Ala Zoychazam Bekurev, so they Taka Vyam Nicheya Taka Zvashti, as a Zazam Megillas Shleim Bemheira Bimeiri Omeh.